Oh, Father, I thank you that you are a God of this world, not simply a God of California or America or any one place, but you're a God of the world, a God of the nations who desires to get honor and praise and glory from every language and people, God. Just pray for those that we heard about tonight, those families that are ministering there. I pray that you would enable them to strengthen the local church there in Ecuador. I pray that you would also give them mercy and grace as they establish a training center there to raise up local men who will be able to exposit your word in that country. I pray for the peace of that country and that these things would be resolved. Lord, ultimately we know all resolution will come through the coming of your Son, but we do ask that the believers there would be able to worship in quietness and in peace, and that you would draw men to yourself even through the difficulties that are occurring in that nation. Bless our time around the Word, please, as we discuss and uncover what your Word says about regeneration. So please bless our time, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, there was a certain religious leader and distinguished teacher in Israel who approached Jesus early on in his ministry, and he came to Jesus at night. You know who I'm talking about. He had seen Jesus' works, he had heard Jesus' words, and he was intrigued by them. And so he approached Jesus, and he began to state what he knew to be true about Jesus. He says, and we have recorded in John 3, he says, "Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Now, he never actually got a question out, but Jesus seems to know where he was going with this. So Jesus abruptly interrupted him, and I would even imagine that he looked him straight in the eye when he said this, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." When Jesus says, "You cannot see the kingdom of God," he's saying you are excluded from the kingdom of God. You are outside of salvation. So here, this man, Nicodemus, must have been coming and seeking to understand the kingdom, understand salvation. Now, everything he said about Jesus was true. He was right on. Jesus was sent from God. Jesus was a teacher. Jesus did miraculous signs, and God was indeed with him. He was a keen observer, Nicodemus was, and he was right on all of those accounts. But Jesus here isn't impressed with the things that he has mentioned. He isn't impressed with the man's religiosity. So in one sentence, Jesus sweeps away all that Nicodemus would have stood for up to this point in his life. And he says, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now Nicodemus was puzzled by this, and so he goes on to ask, how can a man be born when he is old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he? Now Jesus doesn't step off the gas, as it were. He keeps going on and driving this home with Nicodemus. He says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." He goes on to say, "That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but do not know where it comes from and where it is going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit." So here we have this man approaching Jesus under the cover of darkness, seemingly want to do this secretly and inquire of Jesus about salvation. This man, Nicodemus, was a full-time student of the Torah. He was a teacher of it. He was politically powerful. He had sway with the people. He was religiously observant. And Jesus says to him, "You must be born again." He's not impressed, as I said, with his knowledge or his religiosity. He says, "You must be born again if you want to see the kingdom, if you want to get into the kingdom." So right there, Jesus is declaring for us that knowledge will not get you into the kingdom of heaven. Religiosity will not get you into the kingdom of heaven. Your money will not get you into the kingdom of heaven. Your birth will not get you into the kingdom of heaven. Your talent, your gifts, your intelligence will not get you into the kingdom of heaven. No, Jesus says a man must be born of the Spirit. And unless he is born of the Spirit, he cannot, absolutely cannot enter or see the kingdom of God. Born of the Spirit. Born again. What did Jesus mean by this? Well, what Jesus was referring to when he described the new birth or being born again, we've come to call this the doctrine of regeneration. Regeneration is a term that relates to describing what occurs